share with you a Goyim. Well, Mimazu, most of the Goyim, but there's one other point about the Goyim we're not going to get involved in, but there's the one point over here which is striking when you think about it, and it maybe gives us an understanding, a whole different understanding about Rosh Hashanah, Avoid the Bechlau. Pasuk in Shir Shirin, the Goyim's Pirush in Shir Shirin on Derech HaPshat, he has another Pirush on Derech HaNister, but we're not going to go there. So in Perek Zion, the Pesukim talk about the Shulamis, and it describes the Shulamis, which is referring to Klal Yisrael. Ba'yufu famayich ba'nolim ba'asadiv chamakei yirichai kamer chaloim sherech ganasar. So after everything it describes, sabrekim edal hasheni na'ach b'chres b'cheshboin, okay, it says, ma'yufisu manu am tahavo batanugim. How beautiful and how pleasant is the havo batanugim, this pleasure that we, this love that we have, which is done in a desirable way. This is what gives you your strength, your height, like the tamar, which is straight and tall and graceful. And the it produces fruit like the ashkelos, which are on the tamar. So this is the lashon karlo, the description of Klal Yisrael. So the Gaon says this pasuk is karlo, the five darchei hayira. The five darchei yira are included in this pasuk. These two psukim. What are the five darchei yira? Yira is Hashem. Yira is Yorei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lodachas b'darchei Hashem. Mahu rachum avatocha rachum. Gimel lintoa abas Hashem belvobo yachim sanaf shabavuroi. Abas Hashem to the point of Mesiris Nefesh. Da'al lodas Hashem b'chol d'rochum b'chol makshu b'yisov. Ma'is of you p'nuyim al derech Hashem. To think, can't to think about Kodesh Baruch Hu. And number and hey is the kaim mitzvah to say uprateim and itukeim. So that's the five things mentioned over here. So the betzim it's a pasuk the Goyim says that's the pasuk. Number one, lalechas b'chol derachov is to go darchi Hashem. Number two, la'avo isoy is avo la'avo is Hashem lakecha b'chol avovcha b'chol nafshecha, which means full focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lishmar mitzvahs Hashem and to be sherman the mitzvahs. So there's five parts of the avodah of a person. V'heim lumas chamishei chumashei Torah. These five parts correspond to the five chumashim. So, mesiras nefesh, the ava, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, the point of mesiras nefesh is the psukim, is sefer v'yikra, which is about the person, the korban representing a person. So we are to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances and all focuses. The point of Sefer B'Midbar that all the different challenges Klal Yisrael had that they should have and could have and didn't maybe, but that was the challenge was to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. But Devarim is about the Prate Mitzvahs etc., which is the Mekayim the Mitzvahs with Prateim and Tukayim. So we'll have to assume that Bereishis and Shmois, Bereishis is Yira, and Shmois is Lechas B'darchei Hashem. We have to imagine what that means, but that's not the focus right now. And that's the post of the psukim over here. Mayafis is referring to Yira. How beautiful is the Yira that Klal Yisrael has for Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's Yofis. Mano Amt, to Drachei Darchei Noyam, to go in the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Darchei Noyam. Ava batanugim. So it's kamasetam solus samur. Chazal said that the tamar is aim b'psarlis. It's karmas kufa. There's nothing else but just the powerful tree. That's when Klal Yisrael puts himself into avodas Hashem totally. Sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu in every part of their life. And the shadayach lashkelos is referring to then the Torah, the mitzvahs that a person does based on that. If I ask you to describe Yiras Hashem, the word yof, beauty, is not what we think about Yiras Hashem. Uma yafis, the Gaon says, that's referring to Yira. Uma no'am, we learn Yavamis, we know Derchei Darchei Noyam, it's not just, you know, it's we have Lam L'Shashayla, it's a gilliam shat in the pasuk is its own din. I mean, if they outsmart, it's a din of darchei noyam, right? Umano amt. Hava batanugim. Sometimes we forget that it's supposed to be sweet. It's supposed to be beautiful. Year is supposed to be beautiful. It's halacha. Person shouldn't be mehar in yoni erva. It brings the tuma. Mikan amar Pinchas ben Yair. Tar mevila day zehiris. Zehiris mevila day zrizus. Zrizus brings the nakiyus, precious tahara, etc., etc. The Sulam Avoida of Rapinchas Ben Yor is based on Torah. But he got it from the Pasuk when Ishmatomi called Avro. So Yahara Adam Bayam, Yabal Timon Belaila. Why is that the Pasuk which teaches me that Torah brings the Zahiris and Zahiris brings the Zrizis? Like, all of us still short, and it's built on this Gemara. Like, well, what's the first step? And by the way, Mr. Sherman in his Hakdama says that really the safest is to be Masber, the Pasuk, and goes to the five parts of the Pasuk, like the Goyen does. The whole safest is to be Masber, these same Sukkim, and it starts with this Gemara over here. And yes, Torah brings us a Zahiris, we'll discuss that, what that means. Right? But what does it do with the Pasuk of an Ishmael Tomei called the Burah? What's the Shaykhiz? Okay, now if you look at the Sefer Masechta Shorim, starting from Perek Beis, it talks about Zahiris. It talks about what Zahiris is, the Mafsida Zahiris, the Dark Akinius is Zahiris, and it talks about Zrizis, what it is, what are the Mafsidim of Zrizis, how to be kind of Zrizis, etc., etc. The first Perek is Klal Chavis Ahadim Ba'olamai. We could theorize that if he says he's basing himself on this brisa, the brisa starts with Torah brings the Zahiris, and that's the first parak. Klal Chavis Adam Olamo is the Torah which brings the Zahiris, which is where the second parak starts. So you said a chasidus b'sharas avodah tamimah who yishis barbi someone says l'machu b'asu b'olamo. What's life about? Life has purpose. Message number one: life has purpose. I mentioned to you that Rabbi Eisenman from the Yisrael says over a story when he was involved in going to Russia he was involved before, was still clandestine, afterwards for sure he was very involved, etc. So a young man who's became frum, he's arranging for him to come to America to go to yeshiva. He doesn't really know the person. Personally, he knows him through his shluchim. He says, I'm going to come to the yeshiva, and I'm going to say, to bring you in, I don't really know you personally. Tell me something, like, why did you become frum? Give me some idea to understand what you're about, who you are. She says, why did you come frum? He says, very simple, he says that it's before I could do whatever I want, and now I can't. That's why I became frum. What does that mean? Right. Why is that a reason to come frum? Before I can do whatever I want, and now I can't. That's the reason to be frum? So he said, if you can do whatever you want, it means whatever you do is worthless. Because, nish. So whatever you do is worthless. If you can't do whatever you want, it means that you're valuable. The pilot of a plane can't drink because he has an important job. The guy the guy who lives in the gutter, drink as much as you want, because who cares? He has no value. If I tell you can't do whatever you want, it's a simon that there is something important over here, and there's a goal, there's a purpose. So if there's a purpose, there's things you can do and things you can't do. So the first point is there is chavosu b'olamai. So we're ready to hear this phenomenal chay b'olamai, and it's all about it. I don't know what it's going to be. And Heimar Shahrinu Chachin Zichon Bracha Shadim Lo Nivra Lisan Agal Hashem. Lihanas Mizim Shkenosa. The Torah, which it brings to Zahiris, and to Zrizis, and to Nikias, and to Tahara, and to Precious, and to Anova, and to Yiris Chait, all of that, that Torah is the Torah that you were created, Lisan Agal Hashem. Lihanas Mizim Shkenosa. it's not about not having pleasure. It's about having pleasure. It's about understanding what that pleasure is. Mishartomei kol davarah means a man is drawn towards pleasure. So you think that the way that you're nishmer mekol davarah is you work yourself not to be maharer. The Mishnah Sota says you cannot work on not being maharer. The more you try to press yourself not to be maharer, you'll be maharer more. That's how the mind works. The way you teach yourself not to be maharer is you fill your minds with something else which is just as pleasurable. The Torah, which is mainly the Zahiris and the Zrizis, is the Torah of pleasure. And we come to yeshiva and we say, learn. And we say, learn hard. We say, you must sit down and learn. And we give you all these mussar shuls and about learning. So I'm going to give you this mussar shuls reverse side. You have to have pleasure. It doesn't work like that. You must be happy. You know, give me mussar shuls. You must be happy. Like, how do you force a person to be happy? It's like, you know, tell the kid, you know, listen, kid, I spent a lot of money on this vacation. You're going to be happy whether you like it or not. That's how we tell a guy to be happy in yeshiva. Sort of like, this doesn't seem to work. So we wonder why we have problems with the first step, when he shows something called the Torah, and why we're not seeing the Zahiris and the Zrizis and the Kiyas. You know why? Because we don't have the right Torah. Medrash says that a person was told by the Balabas to take his package inside. He comes back and he's, you know, he says, "Wow, it was really heavy. It was exhausting." And I said, "I'm sweating bullets." He says, "You took the wrong package." He says, "How do you know?" He says, "Mine was very light." If you're coming back after schlepping the package all sweated out, it means you took the wrong package. The Russian says, the Torah that I gave is supposed to be light. It's supposed to be pleasurable. If you're all sweated out afterwards, it means you got the wrong Torah. You took the wrong one. And the Goyin says, Yira is Yofis. And not, the Torah is Lecho Dach Hashem is Noyam. It's pleasurable. This is a fascinating din of Rosh Hashanah. Come to Rosh Hashanah, and there's a din of Simcha. Leicha chol b'simcha lachmecha, right? The Medrash comes out and says it after Yom Neroyim, but the Pasuk in the Chemia says, Kichepet Hashem hima'uzchem. The Simcha that you have in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's going to be your strength. That you should eat ichlum adarim shesem antakim b'shalach monot le'in nochen loy kichet v'tashem hima uzchem. The simcha that you're going to have, we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem is melech. We say avinu malkeinu. When my father becomes the king, says king, scary. When my father becomes the king, it's so exciting. The Avinu Malkeinu, the Melech, which we're Mamlech, is the one that we feel his care and his concern and his love. He's a loving king. The reason why he is looking at us is because he cares. The reason why he's looking into what we've been doing is because we're important to him. And we're not the guy in the gutter which you can do whatever you want. We're the person who's of value to him. And the message has to be that this is the one most wonderful place in the world to be. You're in the place where all of a sudden you found out it's warm. It's warm to be part of a Kodesh Baruch, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you come to Rosh Hashanah and you're sitting there shaking in your pants, and that's all you can think of is what's going to be, the Russian says, we're not really talking about the same Torah. The strength that you're going to have in the Yom HaDin is that you're happy about it. If you're happy about it, means we're talking about the right Kadosh Baruch Hu, the right Malchus, and the right Torah. And if you're not happy about it, it's the you got the wrong God. I once heard somebody suggest, I mean, it's let's say such a lashon. It's almost like a Avodah Zarah. They had these gods. You had to appease the gods. You know, so we come from the Rome. You know, we do the mitzvahs, appease the Baruch Hu. We get a lot of tzedakah. It's really hard. We got to appease God. Like, we're not appeasing God. He's not angry at us. He loves us. He gave us Torah mitzvahs because it's the best thing for us. It's good for us. And we get up in the morning, we say, Asher Baruch Avonu Mikol Amim Anasa Lanu Es Torah Asai. Asher Baruch Avonu Mikol Amim Anasa Lanu Es Torah Asai. Asher Baruch Avonu Mikol Amim. You don't have to do any more. Just say those words. Honestly. The Baruch Hashem sat and looked at the whole Bria and he says, you are special to me. Asher Baruch Avonu Mikol Amim Anasa Lanu Es Torah Asai. Well, you're special to me. So I gave you this horrible burden called Torah. Really? You got to daven. You can't get up in the morning. You have to put on tefillin. You can't eat whatever you want. You have to sit and learn these things you don't understand. I love you so much. I gave you this horrible. Like, what's the message? That's not the message. So yeah, we have Torah, which is a person understands. A person was never the son of God Hashem. Rabbi spoke yesterday by the morale shir. Maisim are facts. They're not ephemeral. They're reality. The Russian created a world where what we do is real. When we do a mitzvah, it's real. When we do an aveira, chas v'shalom, it's real. So I once had this conversation with somebody. I mean, I didn't really, but imagine I have this conversation with somebody, right? A fellow comes to me. You know, he just won the lottery. And he knows there's a din simcha. You win the lottery. So he wasn't really sure, he wasn't really so excited, but also the din simcha, because of the din of Teva Meit, if you have bracha, say for simcha. So exactly, how do you have simcha for winning the lottery? I we'd send him to therapy, but he's not healthy. And most people know how to be happy that they won the lottery. I mean, if you didn't win the lottery, don't buy the lottery ticket. But like, you know, but if you won it already, like, you know, it's like, after work and being happy. So the person comes to us and says, after work and being happy. Mitzvahs are real. Tachlis shalat Hashem lekecha b'simcha b'tuv leva mirayv ko. So Palyoit says that you have to stop and think, how do you talk and have simcha? How talk do you have simcha when you're over the Kodesh Baruch Hu? You think about it that it's may, it's greater than Roif Kol, more than all of the Kol which exists in the world. This is more valuable. It's more special. That's the simcha that you're supposed to have in a mitzvah. But if you think it's just an action, like, but you see, it's a nechus. It's yours. It belongs to you. That hour of learning is yours. It's real. It exists. It's something which is nitzchius. And that Nitzchi is a human being connecting to his creator. And there's no greater tainug than it means a human being can connect to his creator. The most deepest desire a human being has is he wants to exist. And we don't really exist. People spend billions of dollars to make memorials, which eventually get torn down, right? to make memorials, they should exist. They shouldn't be forgotten. We want to exist. We want people to notice us. Why do we want people to notice us? Because that way we feel that we are real. We exist. We want existence. And the Russian says, I'm going to give you existence. I'm going to give you eternal existence. And every moment you can make it is into eternal existence. It's not a maisa. It's a reality. It's real estate. Right? Our society is very good about with words, you know. Like, they tell you, guys, you know, now you go out into the real world. In the real world, there's real estate. This is the real estate. It's real. There's real estate. Olam Haba is real estate. But it's not there. It's here. It's the office. A person who does it right enjoys it. It's beautiful. I, listen, I was a bacher once, you know, I was working on my, you know, I remember the tekufa, like working on davening. I want to explain something. I'm not, you know, everybody has ups and downs. I have better tekufas in my davening. I have worse tekufas in my davening. Davening is the most natural action a human being could do. Person speaks to his creator. You have to work on kavana. You're talking to your creator. You're talking to the source of everything. He's letting you talk to him. He wants to hear what you have to say. He's saying, yes, my kin, was filter. It has to be the most exhilarating experience. That's what it should be. You know, but we don't relate to it like that sometimes. So we work on it, you know. You have the guys, like, you know, they have like the 90-minute Shonestra, you know, like, you know, because they're working on having kavod on the words. I was there, not 90 minutes, but say, like, you know, a little bit of an exaggeration. Like, it's painful to watch. That it's not natural. Putting on tefillin should be exciting. Learning the Bereshit Torah should make us happy. We are the mashal which I give. A Kala gets a letter from her cousin. So once upon a time, before the world of cell phones and texting and emails and whatever else they got out past that, which will remain nameless, partially because I don't know what it is, people wrote letters to each other. And I tell the chassidim, even nowadays, it's because I write letters to your Kal. Kal gets a letter from her chassan. It's a Yom Simcha, I got a letter from her chassan. She reads it once. She reads it twice. She puts it away. She picks it up again. And each time she has a big smile on her face. She got a letter from her chassan. She puts it away in a box under her bed or somewhere. You come and face a cleaning 3 years later. She's sitting on the bed with this dreamy smile on her face. She found the box, and she's reading the letters again. One day, your kids get into the box, and they read the letters, and they say, Tati's really mushy. Right? I want to just warn you about realities of life. Yeah. She knows what it says. That's not why she's excited about it. She read it already. It's a letter from her chassan. She enjoys reading it. The Bereshit gave Klal Yisrael a letter. He gave us a message because he loves us, because he cares about us, he wants us to get it right. And you know what? Sometimes I'm not sure what the letter, what the message is. So it's very painful. I need to know what that message is. It's a letter from my chassan. I want to know what it says because it's important to me to know. And when I figure it out, I'm so happy. It's not about my ego. I figured it out. That's why I'm happy. It's because I figured it out. It's not the I which is the stress. It's the it and the out which is the stress. I know what it says now. That's what he says. That's Torah Lishma. We learn a piece of Gemara and we have to remember that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. And it's so important to him that we should get it right. He wants us to know what it is. And yes, he made it hard sometimes because it's hard to figure it out sometimes. It's frustrating. But that's a siman that's important to me. Avas Hashem is to Achim Sud Nafshir Bavuroi. The Alter Van Kalem says, you know, that the people picture, you know, Mesiras Nefesh, you jump into the Kibshon Eish. Why do you have to jump into the Kibshon Eish? Why don't you just walk in gently? Why do you have to jump into the Kibshon Eish? You should picture walking in gently to the Kibshon Eish. That's the line that he said. It's a fascinating line. There's so much Ava. Rekiva said, I waited, he started the, that I wanted to make him, v'ahav tis Hashem l'kecho b'chol levavecho u'b'chol nafshecho. Filo not tis nafshecho. I wanted to make him, I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't something that I said, you know what? I really would prefer this didn't happen. I really don't want this to happen. Right? It's really painful. But it's the din of the Torah. You got to do it. You don't sit your whole life being hoping for that moment. It was ahava. It was love. Rabbi Akiva loved the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point that he wanted, a person loves a spouse to the point that they will spend their life taking care of that spouse who becomes ill. Even though it's exhausting for them, and it's painful for them, and it's difficult for them, and they get very little in return. Because they love. A parent takes care of a child with special needs. It gets very little in return, but they love their child. They take care of it. And there's no day, and there's no night, and there's pain, and there's all that, but they love. And we can't spend half an hour learning Gemara. You know, Kivshan Eish, yeah, but half an hour learning Gemara, no. Love. The scary part about it is we have a mitzvah, it's every day, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least once a day, the Chofetz Chaim says. Because this B'chol Rega shouldn't be at least Mekayim, this Chaim once a day. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but how many of you have been Mekayim in the midst of Ahavas Hashem today? That you love the Kadosh Baruch Hu today. You must love the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yira, maybe we can relate to. You know, Yira, we have all from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Yira, which is Yafis, which is beautiful. We don't get Yira. Our Yira is like, oh. It's not even Yira's Oynish. It's like, it's Yira's Oremus. It's like Yira, like, you know, like, it's not healthy. The person was never Lisanik al Hashem. If I can get to the point that I understand with a clarity that every moment I'm interacting with Kadosh Baruch Hu was pleasant and it's pleasurable, not just in the world to come, but here. The Ikra Makam is Olam Haba. The Peleoid says that a person does a mitzvah simcha. He says, Chai mitzvah hayal moleko. Because taka, the real understanding of what a mitzvah is, it's only shayach olam haba. But a person does a besimcha, that he can get schar mitzvah in this world also. I understand it like this. I told you over this word before, Revolva says, the Moran Sanhedrin. The Moran Sanhedrin says that Antoninus asks Rebbe that he has a way that the person should come to din and part to himself. He says, the goof comes after 120 years and says, it wasn't me. I didn't live Aaron. I mean, since the neshama left me, I would just be like lying flat, doing nothing. Obviously, it wasn't me. The neshama says, Bershom, it wasn't me. Since I left the body, I've been flying around like this maluk, not doing anything wrong. So how did the Bershom judge them? So Rebbe said back, there was once a king who had a partis that had these gorgeous, luscious fruits in the partis. He had a big problem that every one of his shayrim they put into the partis was eating the fruits. So he came up with this idea that he got two shayrim together. So one fellow was blind, one fellow was lame. So he figured like this, the blind fellow can't see the fruits, so he's not going to take the fruits. The lame fellow can't walk, so he can't take the fruits either. Great system. Now, like, okay, how they're sharmed apart, this is a different question. That's not part of the measure. So they sit there, they got their job, they're sitting in the paradis, and the lame fellow who can see says, tells the guy blindfold, says, you know, those fruits are gorgeous. I mean, they look kabbalistic. So the blind fellow says, I have an idea. I'll put you on my shoulders. You'll direct me where to go, and we'll go, and you'll pick the fruits. So Kachava gets them on his shoulders, and he gives them directions where to go. He takes the fruits. Nope. Pink comes back, and these fruits are missing. So he sees the two guys sitting over there, and the guy says, wasn't me. I can't walk. Wasn't me. I can't see. So the king was nobody's fool. See, he takes the two, puts them together, puts the lame fellow on top of the blind fellow, takes them to court, and judges them together. That's what Rebbe said. He says, the Rosh takes the neshama, is Zarka back into the goof, and judges them together. So what's the point of the Gemara? The Gemara is in Hedron and Perichelet. What's the point of the Gemara? The point of the Gemara is that we see ourselves as a neshama, And the goof is like, just like, you know, there's like the horse and the rider. Like, there's the rider and there's the horse. The body being the horse, the sham being the rider, etc. We're really wearing a sham. The more saying that, that's wrong. The neshama and the goof function together as one unit. Simcha is it only comes when there's no conflict. When you feel conflicted, you're not happy. So neshama is saying kedusha, ruchnius, etc. Body is saying sleeping, gashmius. You're not going to be happy. When there's conflict, there's no contentment. There's no pleasure. When you get to the point that you enjoy a mitzvah, means your body is into it. Then you can get schar mitzvah hayama also. But kolzman, the body says, hey, I hate this stuff. So the mitzvah is a nice thing. That's for the world of neshamas, not for hayama. But you get to the point where the body says, I'm in. Right? When we understand that not just it's ruchnius, the kedusha, the thing, it's holy things. You know, like, you know, we go to tzvas and we walk around in white, you know, white with, you know, white clothing, and you know, God is great. It changes me as a person. It helps me as a person. In the long run, I'm a happier person. I'm a better person. I have a conversation with Balabatim. I work with Balabatim. One fellow is quite a successful individual, and he's, you know, his people that he deals with are upper echelons of quote-unquote successful people. They think it's the strangest thing that this guy is a Shomer Shabbos person, and he keeps Torah and mitzvahs, etc. Like, you know, he says, I'm the happiest person in the world. I know exactly what to do and not to do. How could you be happy going through the world trying to figure out in your own mind what's right and what's wrong? How do you know you got it right? The reason why some people are so militant is because deep down they're not sure that they're right. So the solution is, when you have a fight with somebody and you can't win with arguments, you punch them in the nose. So when deep down you're not sure you can win the argument, the answer is you become militant. How do you know that you're right? And deep down, everybody wants to do the right thing. So I'm totally happy. I know. God came and told me what to do and not to do. Great. I am happy. And they, you know, there's no answer to that point. You come to Rosh Hashanah, and you're mekabel o malchus shemayim. If we're happy, it means we're really mekabel o malchus shemayim. If we're not, what we're saying is my body says, I'm not happy with this, and it's being forced down my throat. You know what happens when something is forced on you? You plots. The reason why our Kabbalahs don't last is because it was forced on us. We weren't really happy to do this. We know we're supposed to do this. It's the right thing to do. And we use all these wonderful words. And we're going to make ourselves do this. Like, all those words are treif. Because they're not going to work. And if you want me to prove it, I'll prove it to you. Look at last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. And that's all I have to say. I don't have to prove it to you. Like, Mehecha Teis, bring me a Chazal. Like, I don't need a Chazal for this. But the things where you say, you know what, there's change which I really want to do. And I really feel comfortable about it. And this is going to be me. And I'm going to go into a role which I feel comfortable in. And I'm going to learn to appreciate what I'm doing to the point that I'm not fighting for it. That will last. That's Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Because then your Makabal Kadosh Baruch Hu is your Melech Biratzen. Not being forced. The Rosh Hashanah is not emotional. He's not forcing himself upon us. We're choosing him. Biratzen means we're happy. You cannot be Mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu unless you're happy with it. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Into the Kibshon Eish, right? Chazal don't darshan from there. Chazal darshan it from V'haftas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Lavo B'cho V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Meidecha. From the Ava is where you're Mekabel Malchus Shemayim into the Kibshon Eish. Not from Hashem Echad. Yes, it's brought down by Kabbalah. You think that's, but immediately the pasuk says, because you can translate that into the world of Ahava. Ahava means it's yafis, it's namt, it's Ahava batanugim. Torah is supposed to be pleasurable. It's supposed to be pleasant. Our lives are pleasurable. Our lives are pleasant. So how do we get there? So Rav Volbe has a fascinating piece about it. He says, very simple. Start with being happy. Start being happy people. Rav Chaim Vital, Shar Kedusha, says that the first step to overcome the lowliness of the goof is to be b'simcha. Period. All right, so you sit in yeshiva, and yeshiva is a great challenge for that. Sit in yeshiva, I want to grow. Chalsko writes in one place, he says, you know, there's something called Kat, the Sonei Hashem. Talks about, Shari Chuba talks about the Kat Sonei Hashem. So what is Sonei Hashem? That they are upset with somebody else is being Matzliach and Torah Mitzvahs. The Russian says, I'm so happy, and you're upset, you're jealous. Your mama, she hate me. Sonei Hashem, the punishment for Sonei Hashem is not good. Let's leave it there. So Reb Chatzkel, in his good Musar way, he says, but by the way, if you're not jealous, it's a right, you're not a Ben Torah. Because what's valuable to you, you're jealous of. So if you're not jealous, you're not a Ben Torah. If you are jealous, you're going to bet Brennan and Gehenna. So how do you get there? Right? The Bali Musar always have you over the barrel, right? You know? It means it's valuable to you. It's very valuable to you. And you sit in yeshiva, and the guy next to you is better than you at Svaras, Bikias, quick ideas, Zikaron. If you sit in yeshiva and you're Ben Torah and he's important to you, it's frustrating. So you have two options. Just don't think about it. I told Moran Chaverim, we said that there's really three options for the Yom HaDin. Option number one is fared approach. Fared is a horse. Just don't think. You're coming to the granites. You're coming to you're stealing something over the border. So the horse is plodding along. It's totally happy. Not scared at all. Option number one. Option number two. If you really think about it, you got it in your mind. It's really scary. You're coming to Meshuggah. And option number three is you're Baal B'Tochen. There's only three options in life. Most people they vote for option number one. How do they get? They don't think about it because they indulge themselves in food or in alcohol or in drugs or in whatever, tunnel gear, whatever it is to distract themselves. That's called fared approach. Right? So most people opt for the fared approach. Second, people talk and they start thinking about it too much. They talk about it in their mind. And once in a while, you get about be talking. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, Russian runs the world. I'm not worried about it. It's like, well, so I'm sitting in yeshiva and I'm not happy. What's the action? It really doesn't bother me. That's not so important to me. You commit yourself. You know, let's go have a beer. Right? That's the way to deal with it. Option number one. It doesn't work because you know deep down it doesn't work. Sameach b'chelka means why are you looking at somebody else? The Bereshit loves you. He cares about you. He gave you exactly what you need. You said a bracha this morning. Shosali, call Sarki. They say the Reb Zisha. The Reb Zisha was extremely impoverished. And one morning he was saying brachas, and he paused before the bracha, Shasali Kol Tzarki. He paused for a while, and then he said the bracha. So somebody asked him after, like, why were you pausing? He says, you know, I was wondering, like, my house, there's holes in the roof. The rain comes in, the snow comes in. My shoes have holes in the shoes. My clothes are tatters. I have no food for my family. So how can I say, Shasali Kol Tzarki, feeling it? And I thought, you know what? The Russian made all my tzarich. Apparently, I need to have a house with the roof with holes in it, and shoes with holes in them, and clothes which are tattered. That's what I need. So that's my tzarchi, Baruch Hashem. I said the bracha, Shasali Kol Tzarki, Besimcha. We're not challenged with that, but we're challenged with the fact that we're not as smart as the guy next to us. We're challenged with the fact that we're not as quick as the guy next to us. We're not as handsome as the guy next to us. We're not as rich as the guy next to us. We're not this as the guy next to us. Russia made us the way he made us, because that's good, what's good for us. So the first step, he says, learn to be Sameach B'chelka. Learn to accept and be happy. Happy means doesn't mean that you're dancing with joy. That's awesome. Happy means you're content. I'm content. The Russian made Rheingold the way he made Rheingold. Rheingold is not nobody else, and that's okay. We can live with that. I wouldn't be happier if... No, I wouldn't be happier. That's the first step. If you can get to that, you can then get to Simcha B'Mitzvah. Because I'm not in the state of conflict. I recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in my life. Then the next step, that he gave me mitzvahs and he gave me Torah and he gave me direction and it's good for me and I'm so happy that I'm doing it, is a logical extension of that. And then when you have Simcha B'Mitzvah, you overcome, he says, the two things overtake you beyond the limitations of the goof. The kvedus, the limitations of the goof. You become a different person. So that's our Kabbalah for Yom Neroyim. It's a Kabbalah, a Kabbalah, a Malchus, Ba'ava, B'Simcha, be happy that he's our Melech. Not being forced upon us. So the first step is to be happy that he's our Melech. Means he portions our lives. Be happy with the lives that he gave us. And be happy with the direction that he gave us. And really, not just because we heard in the Shmuz, but really work on it. Really work on it. Stop for a moment before you say Shalosh Lichot Tzarchi. Say, Bashalom, I'm really happy that you made me the way you made me. And later on the day when I see somebody, you know, I wish I was like that. He said, no, I don't wish I was like that. I'm happy that I am what I am. I can learn from him, but I'm not jealous. I'm not frustrated. I'm happy the way I am with my challenges and with my concerns. I want to learn. I want to grow. I can learn from him. I can be inspired by him. Yes, but I'm happy. I'm content with my reality. Then I can move forward. And say, I'm happy the Rosh Hashanah gave me that, and he gave me direction of how to move forward. Thank you so much. I can talk to him. Thank you for davening. I can keep a Shabbos where I step out of the world and I don't have to worry about what's... And I think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for that. And Shabbos is a day of tainuk. It's a day of enjoyment. It's a day of pleasure. It's a day of contentment. There's simcha. And there's, I think that maybe this is a window into an approach which will be real for us to move forward to become the people that we're supposed to become. And then the Russian says, of course I'm going to give you life. Give you ksiba ksima tava, because you got a lot to accomplish and you're really ready to go. Here it is. And that's how you get your ksiba ksima tava.